with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is 6:20 on a Monday evening in Lansing. Thanks for joining us. By the way, our feedback email address is ccrecap@gmail.com. Please send us a line. Love to hear from you, good or bad. Well, the primaries are tomorrow, and while you may not have had a chance to review all of the candidates in the running, let's get some insight on what some of the local primaries are looking like. To do that, I'm joined by Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter, a guy who knows all about Lansing politics, really like no other. Kyle, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Michael.
These primary elections, isn't the turnout usually incredibly low, like under 20%?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, we're probably looking at 17-15%. I mean, in reality, and there's not a lot of people out there who know who these candidates are, really what's at stake in the ballot, you know, unless it's the presidential and sometimes the gubernatorial election. Folks just aren't dialed in, and that's not uncommon.
The message is not an issue at all. This is all about organizations.
This is about getting out your people to vote is really what this is. You know, we've got competitive primaries. Basically, every part of this listening area for state representative, and it really gets down to targeting those people who are going to vote and making sure they vote for you.
Well, let's start with the local state house races in the 67th, 68th, and 69th districts. In the 67th districts, we're going to focus just on Democrats that are running. We've got Tom Cochran. He's the former Lansing fire chief, and he's got the backing of the UAW, and we've got also Walt Sorg. He's the former radio show host here on WILS, a former longtime state employee. Now tell me, when I know there's a third, Jerry Ketchum, but who's really the front runner in this race, and what's the real difference here?
Well, I think the difference is how much can organized labor deliver for Tom Cochran. I mean, he got into this race after really the Democratic establishment was not impressed by what Walt Sorg was doing. Now, they were concerned that this seat could become Republican. Now, this is a very much a 50-50 district that Barb Byram has been able to hold on for the Democrats for many years because of her name and because her mother, Diane Byram, did such a great job as state representative, state senator prior to that. And, so they were really concerned. So they recruited Tom Cochran to come and run. They got some support from organized labor and so forth, but the money hasn't been coming into that race, as you might think. And so Walt Sorg has actually outraged Tom Cochran. So I think, really, is it slow and steady that wins the race here for Walt Sorg since he's been in for more than a year? Hmm. Or is it, or does organized labor get their folks together and able to put a vote in for Tom Cochran? I think the turnout on that election is going to be very low.
Now, when the UAW backs a candidate in the 67th district, is that usually defining then?
You know, it could go either way. That's the thing. I mean, this is a 50-50 district. It's not necessarily a lot of industrial. It's, you know, it's rural, and it's South Lansing. It's Holt. It's, you know, it's hard to say. There's going to be a lot of people in that district who vote in the Republican primary because of the competitive U.S. Senate race. So it's really hard to say, other than I will predict that it will be a low turnout, and it will be an underwhelming turnout by the voters in general in that one.
Now, Walt Sorg, not only was he, of course, a radio show host here on WILS, but he's also a former senior advisor to a House speaker. He got the support of two former Democratic governors and four former Democratic speakers. Is it clear then why the UAW exactly did not back him?
Well, they were concerned he couldn't raise the money. You know, Jeff Osterly is going to be the Republican nominee on that side. He has got a lot of money. He's got a lot of support. And he campaigned last cycle in 2010 and did a very good job against Barb Byram, who was running for reelection. And they're concerned unless you've got a well-organized, well-funded candidate, you're going to secede that district to the Republicans. And they don't want that. They want somebody who folks can get behind, can pour money into, and can really go toe-to-toe with Osterly. And they're concerned Walt can't do it.
Now, in the 68th district, a couple of candidates of note are Andy Shore, Ingham County Commissioner, of course, and involved with the Michigan Municipal League, and Lansing City Councilwoman Aileen Robinson, twice has been elected to represent the 3rd Ward, former city council president. Now, in that race, is there a clear front runner?
Yeah, I think Andy Shore is the clear front runner there. He has been out early. He's been campaigning for this for well over a year. He's got just oodles more money than every other candidate in that race. He may have more than the rest of them put together. I haven't done the math on that, but it's probably pretty close. You know, the rest of the field got in comparatively late. Griffin Rivers got in, I guess, kind of in the winter, December, January. That's not too bad. But Aylin Robinson, Dale Kopich, Harold Lehman really got into the game pretty late. Ted O'Dell, another, like, oh, my gosh, election filing deadline day surprise. And, you know, it's hard, you know, because now you've only got 3 months, basically, to campaign, and you're running against somebody who's had the field for himself, bottled up all this organizational support, bottled up a bunch of money. It's just hard to compete against that, and I think that's why Andy's got a real edge going into tomorrow.
And the winner there is likely to, well, without any question, win the general election?
That's right. This is basically a 70% Democratic district in the 68th, which is basically all of Lansing, with the exception of that South Lansing part and Lansing Township. This is a slam dunker for the Dems.
I'm talking to Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter. We're talking about the primaries that are going to be held tomorrow. Now, in the 69th district, that's the one held by State Representative Mark Meadows. He's being term limited out. There's Sam Singh, former Lansing, or East Lansing mayor, that is. And then Ms. Schmidt, who's the who actually worked with Mark Meadows. Between the two of them, what do you see happening?
Well, I see this as being the most competitive race, I think, in the Lansing area. You know, this was really Sam Singh's to lose right off the bat. I mean, everybody just kind of thought this was going to be Sam's race from the get-go. He got in really early and just has the resume for the job. He's well-connected with the Democratic Party and organized labor, and has just tallied up a ton of endorsements. Now, Susan Schmidt, she just didn't walk off the street here. I mean, she is somebody who served on the East Lansing School Board. She was the president of that body for a period of time. She's been a school teacher and has been involved in the MEA. She knows a lot of people, and her campaign has been extremely impressive. She's done a lot of doors. She's raised a lot of money from a lot of people. If you look at what she's done as far as raising money compared to Sam, it's not too far off. She has put more than Sam, but they are doing exactly the same thing. They're knocking a lot of doors themselves. They're putting a lot of labor into this. It's a very competitive race. They're both on TV. It's really been a fun race to watch. And, Sam may have a slight edge, but if, this race could come down to a few hundred votes.
And the Democrat in the 69th wins the general election easily then?
Probably. It's not a slam dunk like in the 68th. The 69th, because it has Okemos in it, it can go Republican. It's not very likely, though.
Now, the two local U.S. congressmen, Mike Rogers, Tim Walberg, would you say both are easily going to be reelected?
Oh, well, they'll both win their primary.
Right. Without, in terms of the general election, they're likely not going to have any issues there either?
Unless something, pretty spectacular happens. Lance Enderly's going to face Mike Rogers again, and the Dems didn't get a real top-tier candidate to run against Walberg. So they're very, very heavy favorites in November, yes.
I want to ask you about what happened there with Representative Congressman Thad McCotter. Now that he's left, what is occurring in the 11th district there in the Detroit area?
Well, that's an extremely interesting story. In fact, that's probably going to kind of dominate my attention tomorrow. Really the most interesting race, I think, in the state. You know, when Thad McCotter was disqualified from the ballot because he didn't have enough valid signatures because his campaign staff basically photocopied a bunch of petition sheets. There was only one Republican name on the ballot, and that person is named Kerry Benevolio. Now, Kerry Benevolio is a Fowlerville teacher. He's served in the military before, but he's also, what's the best way to put this? I mean, he's not an establishment candidate by any stretch of the imagination. You know, he's a little out there. He's on the far right, on the Ron Paul, Rand Paul type political spectrum.
Right.
And so that kind of makes him a bit of an unknown quantity as somebody that Republicans are concerned could get beat by a Democrat
election. We're up against the clock, but what does that mean? Is he going to take that primary then?
Well, we've got a write-in. Nancy Cassese, former state senator, is running an aggressive write-in. And there was a poll from the Free Press actually showed Cassis up in that, which is unbelievable considering she's running a write-in. But that would be unprecedented for a write-in to actually beat somebody on the ballot. That's why we're watching that 11th district.
Kyle Malin, editor of MERS Newsletter. The primaries tomorrow. Be sure to vote. Kyle, thanks for joining us on WILS.
My pleasure, Michael.
We're coming right back to talk about Mars. That's next.